Hi there, everybody, and welcome back again to yet another bite-sized political podcast. And as always, thank you for your time listening this, and I appreciate your support to the channel. One of the big psyops of the last, since December anyway, has been the insistence from the British government that everyone working in the NHS in England gets double jabbed by the 1st of April or they lose their job. Now, the way that one works is because of the delay between getting your first jab and your second jab, that essentially means everyone has to have their first jab by the 3rd of February, which is Thursday week. So if you, in other words, if you haven't had your first jab by Thursday week and you're working in the NHS, you are essentially opening the door to your own dismissal. You're going to be sacked. Oh, they'll say, well, we'll move you to a back-facing role. So, for example, if you're a surgeon or you're a nurse, you're going to be moved to what, arranging paper clips in the admin office? I'm not sure. It's lunacy. But this is what the government said. The government's whole angle in this was, yeah, we're 100% serious in this. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have to be responsible. You have to be, if you're an NHS worker, you've got to be responsible to your patients and take the jabs. Yeah, but hang on a second. The jabs don't stop you getting the virus or spreading it. Yeah, but you still have to have it. Why? Well, you just do. It's the right thing to do. But how is it the right thing to do? Because we tell you. But hang on a second. As I say, there's no reason for anyone in the NHS to have taken the COVID jab. Because in the early days, I well remember in the early days, the argument was put by the vaccinators out there, and they know who they are, by the vaccinators out there. Well, look, this is something that just happens in medicine anyway. You know, people, surgeons, doctors do have to take some mandatory vaccinations for specific things. Yeah. Because by taking them, that means that those doctors or surgeons or whoever they are, frontline workers, will not get the condition that they've been vaccinated against. But that doesn't apply with COVID, now does it? Because we know that the vaccines will not stop you getting it and will not stop you transmitting it. So again, I'm sorry, the failure of the vaccines is no reason to punish 100,000 NHS workers. And that's exactly what this government's been threatening with a considerable degree of bellicosity over the past, certainly the past couple of months. You know, the House of Commons voted through the decision to make it mandatory to have two jabs. They voted that through in December. It's not that long ago. But I think because of the chaos enveloping Boris Johnson, and the fact that it seems to me that the only chance he has of hanging on to his term in Downing Street is he has to undo all the very stuff that he put in place in the first place. That's the only way he has of doing it. We'll talk about this in a separate podcast, Boris Johnson. But on this matter in particular, you know, it was a Conservative government that brought this to the Commons. The Commons voted it through. It actually gained support across the House. So Labour were as much in favour of it as the Conservatives. So in other words, the vast majority of MPs thought in December it was absolutely right and appropriate to take away bodily autonomy for people working in the NHS, which if you think about it, is absolutely horrendous. How many MPs have had 2 to 3 shots, I'd like to know? And actual shots, not the saline one, but the actual, you know, the killer shot. I wonder how many have had that. I guess that's something we'll never know. But now, as the date of the 3rd of February looms closer and closer, it's obvious, and it's been obvious for a long time, that the government was going to blink. And so it is. Comes the news this morning, I've seen evidence that Sajid Javid is apparently, well, Sajid's going to review the situation. That's right. He's going to review it. And what that means is they're working on what their U-turn's going to be. Now, they've got lots of options here. They don't have to stop it. They could delay it. They could change the time scale. But the one thing that they cannot do is lose up to 100,000 workers. Now, I know they're saying, oh, it's only 78,000. Well, even if we go with that, and I don't believe their figures, but if you go with the 78,000. Oh, it's only 78,000 then. Where are you going to find them? On a dinghy coming across the English Channel? Where do you think you're going to find that vast number of highly professional, highly skilled, highly experienced NHS professionals? The answer is, you're not. And the government knows it. And the government's known that all along. The government has played this extended game of chicken with the NHS staff. Those in the NHS who have said, and I know some who have said, no, we don't want to take this job. They still don't want to take the job. So they are preparing ultimately to give up their jobs rather than risk their lives. And this is the thing. This is the thing that is essentially now going to come to bite the government in the bum. So because of that, Sajid Javid is now starting to move the chess pieces. And you will find, as a prediction from me, that between now and Thursday week, 3rd of February, there will be an announcement made of some sort, which will defer it, or which will change the timelines, or whichever way, which will give those members of the NHS the opportunity to continue in their jobs without taking the clot shot. And, you know, as we move into the sort of a new stage in the whole COVID psyops operation, I guess they'll be happy in the NHS that they managed to get 90% of the people who work there, or maybe even more than that in some NHS trusts, to take a job for which the consequences are all too apparent, because they treat the victims of the clot shot. Yeah, in the hospitals, they see what happens to the people who take the jabs. So there's nobody better placed than those in the NHS who have seen this and who have treated the victims of the adverse reactions to the clot shot to refrain from taking the clot shot. So watch this space, but I detect a U-turn on its way from Sajid Javid as part of Operation Save Boris, and also as Operation Let's Not Completely Destroy the NHS. Watch this space. Thanks so much for listening.